Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Contender, pretender, spotlight whoever you want. Pistons win last night. Red Wings win last night. Spartan Hoops with a ranked win last night. Pistons are first place in the East. Red Wings are first place in the Atlantic Division. And MSU's undefeated. You want to throw the Lions in? Contender, pretender. We'll take those phone calls and those texts. 248-539-9797. Start with Chris, St. Clair Shores. Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Couple points. First of all, you know, Michigan State looks great so far, and Izzo's got, you know, a heck of a team together. And if he can get some outside shooting in addition to the defense and rebounding, you know, they're going to be players this year. And as far as the Lions are concerned, I think Campbell needs to look at his mentor, Bill Parcells, and that is, in certain situations moving forward, what would Bill do in on fourth down? You know, would he punt? Would he go for the field goal and not just be so overly aggressive given how well the defense has played so far this year?
Well, and that's why I asked him yesterday, are you going to, you know, tweak your aggressive philosophy? And, you know, he said, yeah, you got to coach to what your team does well. Then I asked him, what does your team do well? And he mentioned defense was kind of the key to that. And if that is what you do best, I think he is going to have to adjust midfield and play a little bit more field position. Put your defense back out there and give your offense another set of downs and try not to lose too much.
Absolutely. You know, and ask himself, what would Bill do in this situation? Because, hey, let's face it, the guy won championships, one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Let's get to, what was that, dismissive, yeah. You didn't like his what would Bill do?
Well, the game is so much different now than it was when Bill Parcells was coaching. Yes, there are still philosophies that will, you know, stand the test of time.
But you got to modernize.
Yes.
And Dan's done that with a lot of the fourth downs. It's just finding the right mix and balance now as the team shifts from being the offensive juggernaut to a team that is stronger on defense. Mm-hmm. What would Vince Lombardi do? Student body left, student body right. Let's get to Chris in Garden City.
You know, guys, this Piston team, they're fun to watch. Remember a couple years ago, you couldn't turn that trife on. It was garbage, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's these superstars, too, that we actually like in Detroit. You know, that we pick these guys apart on all the teams, and we're like, we don't like him because of this and that. Cade's a superstar we can get behind. The guy sat there. He didn't whine. He worked harder. You got a guy like Duren. We liked him the whole time. Now you're seeing the fruits of his labor. This guy's a flat-out star. Last night, it was kind of cool. He missed a basket. Cade kind of looked at him like, you missed that? But it was, like, funny because Duren really doesn't miss that much. So, and shout-out to, they're probably listening, J.B. Bickerstaff, Trajan Lane, those guys have done a tremendous job. But let's talk about this bench here for a second. Javonte Green, where was this addition? This guy's just a smart basketball player.
Yep.
And the difference between the Lions and the Pistons know how to win. Now, remember, Cade had issues closing a couple years ago. We were in the mix. Now he's kind of learned it. What a decision last night, take him out. He was definitely winded. They took him out, and they went up by more points because Danis is just playing tremendous. He's got to stay with the team. And think about this, too. I want to ask you guys this. Malik Beasley sitting in the wind. I know you don't really don't need him, quote unquote, but you know he is a shooter, and that could be another addition down the stretch that you know could help out with some shooting. So, but yeah, Dan Campbell and the Lions, they just got to learn how to win again. I think that losing the offensive coordinator Johnson, I think he knows how to win. Obviously, the Bears are already winning.
Let's be
like
very careful. I think putting the Bears, I know in the standings they're ahead of the Lions. Let's be careful with that last one there.
I'm pretty sure this team still knows how to win.
He's still winning the games, though. I know he's played nobody. I'm just saying, like, that's the key to winning the games. The Lions have lost games that they should have won. He's won, you know, it's a skill
There's one game difference, and when they played head to head, this team put a smackdown on them.
But, John, the Lions should have won the last game, okay?
They should have won in Philly? They were underdogs.
All right, but I'm not going to sit there and say they don't need to learn to win again. They may have to tweak
how to
win.
Yes.
But this is a team that knows how to win.
Yeah, they've won back-to-back division titles. The nucleus is still there. I like a lot of what this phone call has been about. I don't think that's a fair criticism of the Lions that they need to learn how to win.
Right.
They need to change how the formula works for them to win.
You guys are both football savants. Seriously, I'm not just joking. But the thing is, you can't go for it on fourth down every time.
Chris, that's what we're saying. I want to go back to the Pistons real quick. And then we got to keep the show rolling here. Do you think Duren is becoming the Robin this team needs?
Yeah. He could be the Batman on some teams. He's getting that good.
Well, think about this.
He's getting that good.
Last night was his 22nd birthday. And after the game, Cade was... you know, shouting him out. They have built a chemistry with those two. That's why I asked, could he be the Robin? The perfect alley-oop partner, the centerpiece of your paint defense. He's starting to shoot a little bit from the mid-range now, and he's only 22 years old. It was his birthday last night.
Well, he looks like he should have got a contract this summer. I know there was doubt in terms of him getting that, and they might pay the price for that now.
Yeah, but it's a certainty tax. Now you're certain about it, you know, when they go to make that decision. Brent in West Bloomfield, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
My biggest take is the difference of fourth quarter play from last year to this year. Cade is really, at the end of the games, taking it upon himself to finish and close out games, which I don't think he had at the beginning of last year. We started to see him get more towards the end of last year. But he really has put the team on his back in the fourth quarter and figured out how to close out wins. My question to you guys is, we're doing all this without Ivy. Do you think the Pistons run with what they got right now and have a chance to win a title? Or do you think they see what they have and they have a couple of pieces that are not being used and they make a big splash or a big trade to bring in another veteran like a Devin Booker or somebody and package Ivy with some other players and some picks to really take it to the next step or run with what we got?
There's a lot of time between now and the trade deadline. And I do want to see Ivy and how JB is going to use him and how everything works together, flows together, before I make any proclamations about what they're going to do at the trade deadline.
Yeah. And I think it's tough to decide, like, is this team going to win a title at this point? Right. I want to see what Ivy looks like, not only in the regular season, but to be honest, postseason too. And there's the case to be prudent about it. And OKC's that case. Where you figure it out. And if you hit on your guys, you don't need to make that trade.
Right.
And I know they made the trade for SGA, but I'm using SGA as arcade. You've got your guy. They developed him in your room.
So young.
Yeah, you develop that guy into a superstar in your room, and then everybody else is homegrown talent. Like, if they go to the playoffs and they find that they are short, then you start exploring trades.
Sure. And so, you know, we've talked about Michigan State basketball. We're talking about the Lions, the Pistons, the Wings. I think we all agree that it's fun, and we hope that they continue to stack some wins together and bank some of those right now. We have no idea what they're going to be come March. The one team that we haven't really mentioned, and it's not going to be a highlight of the conversation, but your thoughts on Michigan basketball. Contender or pretender?
Yeah, I'm going to put a hand in the air and say I haven't watched them enough this year. I mean, they've played three games, right?
Yeah, and
I know there's a lot of talent from the portal, and I think Dusty May showed he's a good coach. I'm just going to be honest, I don't know how to answer that right now.
Right, and so I think it really comes down to, for them, the history and the resume of Dusty May.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a guy that will be good enough, or maybe, you know, can they contend for a Big Ten title? I don't, again, it's too early to say can they keep up with what we saw from Michigan State last night. I mean, early returns would say no, but it's you're talking about 3 and 4 games.
You know who else we haven't mentioned? MSU football.
All right. I did not bring that up. I didn't see it coming. If you got anyone wants to hate on the show, 248-539-9797, Jim Costa.
John, I'm going to go out and I'll start that one. I think they're a pretender. What, we hit all the major food groups, they're the only one left on the plate.
You're such a troll.
248-539-9797. Quickly, some of the text messages.
That's on Rieger level.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it. Feel a little dirty. Right now, the Pistons are a... Okay, you know what's bad when he brings in a sheet and there's only one text on the sheet?
You went full Ron Burgundy on that. You're just going to read it out loud before you even proofread it.
I'm big on bad. It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, I'm going to get out trolled. Whatever you just thought of what I did, how about this? Right now, the Pistons are a pretender. We need a star wing player. We need to trade for a scoring wing and get Ben Simmons to be our point guard. Hold on. Trade Cade for a scoring wing and get Ben Simmons to be our point guard, signed Jamar in Westland.
Been a while.
Tom, you didn't have to bring that one in here.
Been a while.
That one's just dumb.
When do we put that to bed? We just ban him?
I don't know. Screen him? I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to do back there?
I'm asking you guys.
I think a well-placed every once in a while is still fine. The Pistons are real because the roster's real. Cade is a clear-cut superstar. Durin is legit. Cade and Durin is Shaq and Kobe. We're feeling ourselves today. How about this one?
Wait, we're what?
What?
What'd you just say?
I said we're feeling ourselves today.
Okay.
MSU is a contender. All Detroit teams are pretenders.
It's squeezable gravy.
See if we can get to that in Heather's news. MSU's the contender. All Detroit pro teams are pretenders. The same old Detroit story. Start out well, give us hope, then blow it in the second half and lose to real playoff teams. Can we say Durin's an all-star this year? Lock him in, extend him, thoughts. And that previous caller at the end of the hour is still hoping the Tigers will make a trade deadline move as well. Huh. Yeah, Durin's making a case for an all-star without digging too deep into it in November. Yes. Yep. All right, we've got the Power Surge coming up at 8:35. We do that on Wednesdays. John, finally time to leave the Lions out?
I don't know. We'll see.
8:35, John's top 6 teams in the NFL. You stumbled on some Draymond Green audio.
Oh, yeah. There was an issue that Draymond Green... It seems like every year there's an issue with Draymond Green, but this one is funny, and I have... a great question to ask our listeners.
Look, you can say a lot of things about Draymond Green, but apparently don't call him this. It's 97.1.
Hey, I've got your tailgating must-have this season. Surfside iced tea and vodka or Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're absolutely delicious and available in convenient variety 8-packs. Plus, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and my favorite part, 0 bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so you can tailgate like a champ all day long. Look for the can with the sunset stripes and ask for it at your local bars and stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, we have to spend at least a couple minutes on this. John, set this up for people.
Yeah, Monday night there was an issue with Draymond Green, and he had an issue with the fan that was sitting courtside or near courtside. And as the game was beginning, and I think this was in the second quarter, Draymond Green had a number of times where he missed a couple of bunnies, got rebounds, missed again, got a rebound. And so the fan started calling him Angel Reese.
Queen of the me bounds.
Uh-huh. And Draymond did not like being called Angel Reese. Decided that he was going to go and confront this fan face to face and had a few choice words to tell to him as it's being reported. But he was asked after the game what was the issue with the fan, and this is what Draymond Green had to say. So
call me a woman.
He called me a woman. So the question I have is, this seems a little bit on the sensitive side.
You don't say.
Have athletes gotten too sensitive to what fans may be saying or chanting at games? Are athletes today just so sensitive that they are going to address nearly anything that's said about them courtside?
Because, one, this is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious. He didn't call you a woman. He called you Angel Reese because you're shooting 39% from the floor and you're a player who plays around the rim.
And you're stacking rebounds.
Yeah, just going bounce off the rim, rebound, rebound, rebound. It's hilarious.
So do you think...
Yeah, he specifically is, yes.
Yeah. Well, he's got what, three kids, one on the way? Four kids, one on the way.
Four kids, one on the way. He'll be in the John Jansen Club.
Yes, yeah. He's got a starting five.
Are athletes in general too sensitive? Well, I think it's hard when you're inundated with social media now, too. Like, they can pretend they don't listen on the radio or they didn't see the clip on Instagram. They're on their phone like any other human being. They see stuff.
Yeah, and they're looking at stuff, and everybody wants to know. Like, when you have a good game, all right, everybody likes a little pat on the back. Oh, what are they saying? Oh, okay, that's nice. And when you have a bad game, you want to try and avoid it. But if you just open up the app, then everything always loads is, you know, right there on your feed. And you see, you know, bench Jared Goff and play Kyle Allen.
Real phone call we took this week.
it's bizarre.
From Jamar and Westland.
No. And so I do have a question to our listeners. Is, are athletes now, do they seem to be more sensitive or are fans more vocal because of, and some of it, it's the cost of going to games, it's the cost of doing business, and being a fan of any athlete or team is more expensive, and you kind of feel like you have the right to say whatever the hell you want.
There's a clear line that you shouldn't cross, and you can't cross. They'll kick you out.
Right, and the line is different for everyone. Your line is much further down the road than mine.
Yeah, I would think you can boo opposing fans of all ages.
But we're not talking about booing fans. We're talking about athletes. I have been booed for years.
Yeah, and booing's cool.
Yeah, and I had no issue with it.
A well-crafted chant, or in this case, funny comparison.
Right.
Like, good on you, man. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of, I put this in the witty category.
Yeah. And I want to be clear, like, he didn't call him a woman. He called him a woman who can't shoot at the rim.
Right.
If he had compared him to Caitlin Clark, that actually might be a compliment. She's a much better shooter than Draymond Green is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I question whether Draymond knew exactly what the taunting was. Meaning, it's Angel Reese specific.
Yeah.
And because of what she does in terms of shooting and getting the
putbacks.
Not actually. Like,
you
like
don't he think he connected all the dots?
I don't think he did. I honestly don't.
He just thought he was calling him a woman.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah. That's what
he said. Let's get to. Oh, boy. You just look down who's on hold.
Oh, boy. This will be good.
Hello, caller.
Hi. Good morning. How are you, fellas?
It's Dean in Milford. Dean, how are you?
I'm well. Athletes are self-absorbed, arrogant, just, and this isn't at you, John, so don't take it as a jab. We're talking about modern athletes. They're self-absorbed, arrogant, cocky, just over the edge importance, and the reality of it is they believe that they're worth more than what they are, and you're not important. You don't have any special insight. Nobody cares about what you think. You're an athlete. Shut your mouth, play your sport, and go home.
Do you think this is a little bit more sports-specific, or maybe it's just the situation because NBA fans are closer and have the ability to interact a little bit more, or do you think it's all modern athletes?
NBA is easily the worst. Easily the worst. And then I'd say followed by Major League Baseball because of the closeness that's available in those two sports and how easily they get to them. But yeah, the NBA is full of, quite frankly, the largest pansies, prima donnas, pieces of garbage in all of sports. Can't stand them. NBA is the worst sport in the world. Easily. Look at Draymond Green. He's complaining because statistically you're a pile of garbage and someone found a nice way to tell you you're a pile of garbage, but you're still going to have some type of whining. Oh, I can't. Draymond Green, LeBron, I could do this all day long. They're absolute trash. The NBA is the worst thing in the world.
Dean, you didn't disappoint, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. Have a great day.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Dean. Was there any doubt? Heather with
wow.
the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. So the long-abandoned zoo on Belle Isle is now being demolished. So the zoo opened back in 1895. Only had a couple of animals, like bears and deers only. Then quickly expanded
bears
by...
and what?
Deer.
Okay, I thought you said deers.
I did.
Yeah.
Deer. By 1909, there was more than 150 animals. In 1947, the zoo kind of fell into debt. Closed in 1956. Then after years of decline, Detroit invested $1.5 million to revitalize it. It reopened in 1980 as Safariland. And then the zoo was forever shut down in 2002. The animals were relocated, most to the Detroit Zoo. And then the grounds were just left to deteriorate. So now the demolition has begun. And the plan is to restore most of the area to a natural space with some hiking trails. There's also going to be a new parking lot built that will have about 110 spaces so that you can have better access to all of the attractions there. So for some, I'm sure it's it's been sitting in despair for a long time, but it had a lot of memories for a lot of people. I never went to it as a zoo that I can recall.
I don't
maybe as a young child,
either.
But I do have memories from the zoo because that's where Real Steel was shot. Not all of it, but one of the scenes that I was in was shot there in the abandoned zoo.
Yeah, that's how I know it as an abandoned zoo. It'd be nice to do something with that.
Yeah, in terms of the actual space, like how big?
I think it was 25 acres.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. On Monday, Cincinnati Bengals star wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase was suspended for one game for unsportsmanlike conduct after spitting at Pittsburgh Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey. So that was during Sunday's game. Apparently, the two got into a verbal altercation at the beginning of the fourth quarter. The altercation became physical. Ramsey did take like a swipe at Chase's helmet, grabbed his face mask. Both players were like separated by teammates. And Ramsey told reporters after the the game that Chase spit on him. And that's kind of what caused the whole physical altercation. So Chase is set to miss Cincinnati's Week 12 game against the New England Patriots. And he is going to appeal his suspension.
The funny thing was he completely denied spitting.
He did. And then video surfaced.
And it's clear.
Yeah. Cleveland Browns legend Bernie Kosar received a new liver on Monday after being on the transplant list for more than a year. He made the announcement on social media in a video saying that he's out. He's feeling good. He says just ready to enjoy the rest of the week and the rest of our lives. So hopefully.
It's great news.
Yes, it is great news because it was just in 2024 that he kind of revealed that he was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver and Parkinson's disease, and that he was at the time placed on that liver transplant list. So it's great news, and hopefully he'll start feeling better. Finally, Taylor Swift has kept a much lower profile this NFL season. She's been in attendance at all five of Travis Kelce's home games, but she hasn't been spotted at any of his road games. And it all comes down to the unbelievable amount of attention she's been getting and security concerns. So it sounds like she and Kelce have invested millions in personal security, but they just say it's harder to keep things under control when they're on the road. So she feels comfortable going to Arrowhead Stadium, and that's what she's going to do.
Chiefs home record, 4-1. Chiefs road record, 1-4. She's letting the team down.
Okay,
sure. It's 97.1. All right, guys, it's that time of year. Turkey, tailgates, and toothaches. Thanksgiving's coming. If you're biting into wings, turkey legs, leftovers, and you get a cracked tooth, it's a pain, a turkey bone, something just doesn't feel right, Brightside Dental's got you covered. They'll get you in fast, often same day, so you don't miss a single kickoff. If you've been putting off that visit, you want to start the year with a brighter smile, Brightside Dental's always welcoming new patients, $35 new patient special. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Working with John, you really see him light up when he talks about one of two things. Football.
Duh, obviously.
And the other is food.
Yes. It's my wheelhouse.
We had a power surge on the NFL at the end of the show today. We will have a power surge on the best cold weather foods.
Mm.
John has put a lot of thought, and he's going to unveil that at 9:35. Between now and then, we got a lot to do. I want to talk about Gleyber Torres accepting the qualifying offer and whether people are okay with that and how it changes the offseason. Before we do that, John, Rodney has a bone to pick with you.
Oh, okay.
Rodney, what's up?
I was wondering how the Broncos is not the number one team in the NFL right now. They done beat everybody.
Except for the Chargers and Colts.
They missed by a field goal. In the Colts game, we made the winning field goal. Then they took it back. We actually won that game, and they called a messed up penalty in that game, if you watched it. I know you watched that.
Yeah, and you barely beat the Jets 13-11. That was a home game.
We beat them, though.
All right, and so why are they better than Philly?
Why are we better than Philly? Because we beat them. We beat them in Philly. Something the Lions didn't do.
Well, the Lions aren't even on the power surge.
Yeah, they're not even a part of it. So,
Broncos should be the number one team in the NFL. They got the best defense. Bo Nix actually outplayed Patrick Mahomes that last game. He really did. That's a fact. The fourth quarter and the game is on the line, Bo Nix does his thing. And the defense goes without saying.
You have the best pass rush. And your defense is really good. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not going to dog the defense.
You got to look at it like this, too. Our best defensive player of the year ain't even played with us the last 3 weeks.
Right.
You forgot that?
No,
he ain't even on the team.
Right.
Well.
You got to give us that. Wait till he come back. Wait till Shamari come back. We got two major pieces missing, and we still winning. So that's been my team since 83. I just didn't appreciate how low y'all got us. They should be number one because they're actually the number one team in the NFL right now.
Yeah, John, the disrespect
it ain't even debatable.
To label them the fifth best team in the
debatable,
NFL.
But, yeah.
To not.
I will say that was impressive on Sunday what they did. They changed my perspective about them.
Look, I think they have that Eagle win, which is a huge deal. I mean, it's John's number one team. So I think that's a huge feather in Denver's cap. Plus, to stave off, like, if KC wins that game, the narrative this week is, here come the Chiefs. They're going to win the division. That win essentially locked up the division for the Denver Broncos.
But, and their defense, they are very similar to Philly because their defense is what leads the team. And then you look at their offense and say, okay, well, you know, to start off the season, they eke by the Titans 20-12. And then it's the Jets. They score 13 points against the Jets in that awful defense. The Texans. Now, the Texans are a good defense, but they're only able to win by a field goal. The Raiders, it's a 10-7 win. Good win against
That Raider game was awful.
Yeah.
Gross. Terrible.
Like we had said, that the same week it was the Packers and Eagles played a 10-7 game.
Different.
That looked like a playoff game. Broncos Raiders look like, you know, Thursday night Titans Jags in December.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, they're not going to be tested again. There's really only two more tests on their schedule because they should spank the Commanders and the Raiders in the next 2 weeks. They host the Packers in mid-December, and then they're at Kansas City on Christmas Day.
So, Jim, you had that opinion that you think the Rams are better than the Eagles, even though the Eagles beat them. Mm-hmm. I think the Eagles are better than the Broncos, even though the Broncos beat them. The Eagles gagged that game away. I think it was 17-3.
Yes, they did.
And I believe that was also the Eagles' first loss since, what was it, September 29th, the year before, something like that?
Well, my thing with the
they
Rams.
Had one loss in that span is what it was.
My thing with the Rams, and I said, I think they're the most complete team right now. They got the number two defense in the league. They got the MVP quarterback in Matthew Stafford. They've got multiple weapons. The coaches won a Super Bowl with the quarterback. Like, but then I understand if you want to just say, hey, Eagles beat them.
Yeah.
I get it. I truly
so
do.
So here's the deal right now. The NFC is better than the AFC. So if you're going to do power rankings, you'd probably start with at least one NFC team, maybe two, mm-hmm. which you did.
Right.
And then let's just face it, guys. Everybody's going to be at a different level when you start to trust Bo Nix, Daniel Jones, and Drake May.
Right.
Okay? And that's the three quarterbacks for the three teams that are absolutely stunning the NFL world this year. I think Denver was a little expected. The other two were not like this.
Yeah, but how about this?
Certainly not Indy with Daniel Jones.
No.
This would be an interesting question for a Thursday touchdown down the road. Those three teams, Patriots, Colts, and Broncos, would you take them? Or would you take the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Ravens?
Oh.
If I gave you a choice,
Jim.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to pick like the elite quarterbacks, the teams that have been there, the teams that have made runs, or the new kids on the block.
In the playoffs, when it matters most, I'd probably still defer to the Chiefs.
I think so too. This guy's going to call back and yell at us. They just beat the Chiefs.
The problem is with all three quarterbacks, it's the sphincter test. You know, it tightens.
Tell us about that.
And Daniel Jones has actually had a success in one. It just keeps...
Does it now?
Yes.
Oh. It's the tightening. The pucker factor.
Pucker.
Yeah. Let's go to news.
We're going to move on. We don't have the news to go to. But we do want to set the table on this Torres discussion, all right? So I think the Tigers played a game of chicken. They offered him the qualifying offer. It's a one-year, $22 million thing. You don't expect the player to accept it. Very rarely do players accept a qualifying offer.
Mm-hmm.
Torres was a unique situation. He's coming off an injury. No one was going to give him a four-year commitment. That's reportedly what he wanted. And he took a pay raise. And the Tigers may be overpaying. But I don't think this is the doomsday because he's a damn good ball player. He's a contact hitter this team needs more of. He draws walks. Team needs more of. And he was great before the injury. So I'm not at all down on Torres coming back. But, or it can't impact the offseason pursuit of Bregman or Bichette.
Correct. If any factor, whether it's Torres coming back, it's McGonagall coming up, anything that you're doing in-house, and I still think Torres, that's in-house. I know he's a free agent, but that's still in-house. It can affect what you are doing with third base or that side of the infield with the right-handed bat.
So if you brought Bichette in, third base is open for McGonagall to still make this team, and Keith can play some third, and McKinstry can still play some third. You get creative.
Right.
But you get better by adding Bichette. If it's not Bichette, it could be Bregman. McGonagall could play short even just for a season if it's not his long-term destination. And you move Javi. Play him in center. Play him as a rover. He doesn't need a home. You're not going to let McKinstry and Keith and Javi Baez hold you hostage when you can add a big-time impact bat. We watched how the season ended the last 2 years. This Torres deal cannot and should not be a roadblock to adding an impact bat. And we know last year, even after adding Torres, they still pursued Bregman. So we can't let McGonagall, as excited as we are about him, an unproven player, can't stop you from adding the impact bat in the last year of Tarek Skubal's contract.
Right. So the wild card is McGonagall. Because last year, as you mentioned, they added Torres, they added Flaherty, so they went out and spent some money. Well, they've done that already in essence this year. I know Flaherty was an opt-in, but you've got those two guys back. Last year, the same thing. They went and tried to get Bregman. They didn't come through with it. This year, they've added those two. The question is, what are they going to do with McGonagall? And that can't be, because the track record is, one, they haven't gone out there and broken the bank to push for a World Series. They also have said, well, we don't want to block the young guys. Is that going to be Scott Harris's philosophy with McGonagall?
Okay,
I'm bringing up all of the arguments we're going to hear.
I'm not going to yell and scream about it. I'm just going to say, if they want McGonagall here, I'm cool with it. Then you're going to displace Keith or McKinstry or Javi. Cole Keith was 1 of 15 in the playoffs. Zach McKinstry was a 173 hitter in the playoffs.
Torres wasn't any better either.
He's better than both of them with a hernia. My point is, like, don't let guys who are bench guys and role players on a championship team stop you from having the best possible offseason. 248-539-9797. Tiger fans, what do you think of the Gleyber Torres decision? He opts in, takes the qualifying offer. How does it impact the offseason? 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles.
like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.